I remember when I was in Argentina.
我记得当我在阿根廷的时候。
And I was in Buenos Aires.
我在布宜诺塞利斯。
The principal city.
是那边的首都。
And we were having some meetings here, and God was blessing.
我们在那里有一些聚会，神有祝福。
And then I read the paper.
然后我读到报纸。
They had a tornado.
他们有龙卷风。
Went right down the street where my wife and family were living. Right down that street.
那个风就席卷了我太太还有我的家人所住的地方，那条街上。
I thought I'd better go home and tend to things.
我想我最好回家去料理一下。
But no, I said no. I'm not through here yet.
我说不，我在这里还没做完。我就留在这里做完。
So I waited till Sunday night service is over.
所以我就等到主日晚上的聚会结束。
I took the bus.
我就坐公车。
Went back home.
回到家里。
Sure enough, there was a tornado.
确实那里是有龙卷
风。Came roaring down the street, pulled out trees and houses, and came to our house.Skipped over it and hit the next house.
那个龙卷风席卷来的时候，把树也拉起来，把房子也拉起来。但是到了我们家那个房子的时候，就跳过去，然后就又打到了下一个房子。
And their house exploded.
隔壁的房子就这样爆炸了。
Everything went everywhere.
东西都到处乱飘。
They lived with us for 2-3 months.
所以我们的邻居就跟我们住在一起2-3个月。
God knows how to tell the winds what to do.
神知道怎么样告诉风要做什么事情。
Because he's God.
因为他是神。
He made it.
这是他造的。
He orders it.
是他命令的。
He tells it this far and no farther.
他说就到此为止，不可以再进一步。
He gives it orders.
他下命令。
I don't know how the wind can hear.
我不晓得风是怎么样能够听的。
Maybe some angel does it. I don't know.
或许是有的是天使在做的，我不知道。
But I do know it obeys him.
但是我确实知道风都听从了他。
And there's many such times it obeys him.
有像这样子听从他的时候有很多次。
Nature obeys him.
大自然服从了他。
Because he's God.
因为他是神。
And when he gives an order, it just happens.
当他下命令的时候，事情就是会发生。
He gave a strange order with the children of Israel in Egypt.
当以色列百姓在埃及的时候，他下了一个很奇怪的命令。
I don't know how he did it.
我不晓得他是怎么做的。
But he drew a line.
但是他画了一条界线。
And for 3 days,
有三天的时间
it was dark on one side of this line,
在这个线的一边是黑的
and light on the other side,
而在另外一边却是光明的
right down through the middle of Egypt, all that big country,
就在埃及当中的埃及的一半当中在那个国家的中间
it was dark, pitch dark with Egyptians,
埃及人那边是黑暗一片漆黑
and the children of God had light in all their dwellings,
而神的百姓在他们所有居住的地方都有光。
Now how can you do that?
这个你要怎么样做得到呢？
He had one giant window shade, didn't he?
他有一个很大的窗扇。
He can even control the light and tell it where to go and where not to go.
他甚至能够控制光，告诉光要去哪里，不去哪里。
And they began to realize.
他们开始体认到了。
This person.
这个人。
Is not an ordinary mortal.
不是普通的会死的人。
The only one that can tell nature what to do is the one that made it, the creator.
能够告诉大自然要做什么的，就只有创造大自然的。
He's God.
他是神。
He's God.
是神。
He's come down to be with us.
他降临要跟我们在一起。
And he looks like we do.
他看起来像我们一样。
And he talks just like we do, except he has some strange things to say.
他讲话讲的就跟我们一样，除了他讲了一些很奇怪的话。
But he's not mortal.
但他不是会死的。
And you see, Jesus was showing them that.
耶稣在跟他们显明这一点。
He said, I want you to know who God is.
他说我要你们知道神是谁。
God is not only tender and merciful and gracious.
神不只是温柔怜悯的，
But he's a high and powerful king over everything.
而且他是至高，是大有能力的王，掌管一切。
This morning, Sam was speaking about crowning Jesus king.
今天早上，三米牧师有讲到说，给耶稣加冠，让他做王。
Because he's king of everything.
因为他是一切的王。
And therefore,
因此
you see, when it comes to the cross, and when it comes to our salvation,
讲到十字架还有我们的救恩。
We know it sure.
我们确实的知道。
Because it wasn't just an ordinary man on the cross. There's lots of men who've been crucified.
因为在十字架上的不是一个普通人，在十字架上被钉死的人很多。
But it was Jesus, the King.
而是耶稣王。
The Creator.
是创造主。
The Lord of everything.
是一切的主。
The one that can control all nature by just a word.
是用一句话就掌管了一切大自然的。
He didn't have to go through some mumble jumble, like some witch doctor.
他不必像一些巫医经过一些仪式。
He didn't have to get some kind of herbs or some kind of leaves or some kind of bones or some kind of frog bones.
他不必去找某种的草药还是叶子或是某种的什么样的东西的骨头。
Or find a tiger tooth.
或是去找老虎的牙齿。
And wave them in the air and dance around it.
在空中这样的摇摇然后在那边周围跳舞。
He just spoke it. Told us what to do.
讲一句话就做成了。
And it did it.
就成了。
And he was the one that came to work out our salvation.
而做成我们救恩的就是他。
In other words, the redemption of man, the salvation of our souls, is in the hands of a mighty being that can do what he set out to do.
换句话说，我们的救赎，我们的得救，是在一位大有能力的主，他所说的事情就必能成就。
It wasn't some weak person that we have to kind of psych ourselves into believing.
而不是在于一位很软弱的人好像我们要拼命的激动自己才能够使自己相信的
with some mystic sort of self-hypnotizing
而也不是用某种好像很神秘的自我催眠
No, we're talking about realities
不是我们讲的是真实
Just as real as when he spoke that word and the wind stopped immediately
这真实就像他对风浪说话的时候风浪马上就止住了
And even the waves laid down went to sleep
甚至海浪也停下来去睡觉了。
And time after time,
一次又一次
he would show his power.
他会显明他的能力。
Last Sunday night, we looked at how he sent a word, and this man got up, was healed already.
上礼拜天晚上我们讲到说他怎么样讲一句话，然后那个人就马上起来得了医治。
They didn't have any telegraph lines.
他们那里也没有电报线。
No telephones.
也没有电话。
He didn't send somebody with a message.
他也没有派一个人去传着信息。
He just spoke it, that's all.
他只有讲出来，就只有这样子。
And immediately he was healed.
立刻那个人就得了医治。
And little by little they begin to realize this is not an ordinary man.
渐渐的他们开始明白这不是一位普通的人。
This is who he said he is.
这位就是他所说的那一位。
Because if anybody said...That he was the son of the Most High God. He was the son of the Creator. You say he's loco.
因为若有人说自己是啊至高神的儿子，是创造主的儿子，一定会以为这个人是疯子的。
He can't. He's just somebody that's just chiflado. We say.
我们会以为说这个人讲他只是在自夸而已。
We wouldn't believe him.
我们不会相信他。
And he claimed to be the son of God.
而他却宣称自己是神的儿子。
And to make a claim like that, people say he's not only crazy, but he's a liar.
人们讲的更明白点是说他不只是疯子而且他是说谎的。
He didn't come from heaven, he claimed he did.
他不是从天上来的虽然他宣称自己是。
He claimed his father was God.
他宣称他的父亲是神。
And I came down from my father because he sent me.
我从我父那里降下来因为他差遣了我。
Oh, he's a big liar.
他是一个很大的说谎者。
But how could a liar tell the wind what to do?
但是一个说谎者怎么可能告诉风要做什么呢?
And it did it.
而且也做成了。
And how can he send a word to somebody going to be healed, and they're healed.
他怎么能够讲一句话叫别人得医治，那个人就得医治了呢？
And how can he just touch a leper and all the leprosy disappears?
他怎么可能只要摸麻风病人一下，所有的麻风就马上消失呢？
Maybe he's not a liar.
等一等，或许他不是说谎的。
Maybe we are the liars.
或许说谎的是我们。
Maybe he's not crazy.
或许他没有不是疯子。
Maybe we are the crazy ones.
或许疯了的是我们。
Because he can prove some things we can't.
因为他能够证明一些事情是我们所不能的。
We can't do those kind of things.
那种事情是我们没有办法做的。
There's no way we can do it.
我们没有任何的方式能够做。
I know.
我知道的。
Because I tried.
因为我试过。
I tried real hard one time.
有一次我真的很努力地试着。
I was only 15 years of age.
那个时候我只有15岁。
And I hadn't been saved very long.
那个时候我得救不久。
And I heard a preach a sermon.
我听到有一个牧师讲了一讲道。
About faith.
他讲到信心。
And If you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, you could tell a mountain to move and it would move.
你若有信心像芥菜种一样大小的话，那么你就可以告诉山要移动，山就会移动。
Well, I've just been converted and been filled with the Holy Spirit and could speak in tongues.
我那个时候才刚刚回转，被圣灵充满，能够讲方言。
So I knew I had more faith than that.
所以我想，我的信心一定比那个还要多。
And then the preacher said, you have to exercise your faith.
然后牧师告诉我说，你一定要去操练你的信心。
Well, as a 15-year-old boy, I knew about exercising, get your muscles strong.
身为一个15岁的男孩子，我知道什么样叫做操练，怎么样去运动，让你的肌肉变得很强壮。
I'll have to exercise my faith.
所以我想，好，我一定要去操练一下我的信心。
And on my way home,
我在回家的路上，
I think, how am I going to do it?
我想，那我要怎么样来操练呢
？No, I'd like to move a mountain or two.
我想要来一两座山。
But where we lived, there wasn't any mountains.
可是我们住的地方没有任何山呢。
Out in back of our barn, we had a grove of oak trees.
在我们的后院有一丛的橡树。
I'll just move a couple trees.
那我就移两三棵树好了。
Now I was very serious. I was very sincere.
我那个时候非常的认真，我是很诚恳的。
I've been inspired by that sermon.
因为牧师讲的那个道非常的鼓励我。
I'm going to exercise my faith.
我要去操练我的信心。
So after I got home, I went out in the barn and.
所以我回家之后，我就到了后面的谷仓。
I got in the hay.And I prayed up a storm.
然后我就在草堆里面就祷告。
And I talked and talked real fast.
我就讲话讲得非常非常快。
Well, I found I was really going good.
然后我觉得真的进行得不错了。
I kept on talking.
我就继续不断地讲话。
And I went out and walked up to a tree.
然后我就走出去，走到一棵树的面前。
It wasn't too big. I didn't try on the big ones.
那棵树没有很大，我没有试用大树来做实验。
And I just crept up to that poor little innocent.It wasn't suspicious. It just stayed there nice.
And 我就走到那棵无辜的树前面。
And the name of Jesus, move!
我就说奉耶稣的名，你要动。
And it didn't.
它没有动。
It just sat there.
它就是停在那里。
Not even a leaf fell off.
甚至连一片叶子都没有掉下来。
I thought it'd go zoom away.
我以为那个树会一下子的就跑走了。
I forgot to tell it where to go to.
我忘了告诉树要往哪里去。
Maybe that's why it didn't go.
或许这就是树没有移动的原因吧。
But you know, I was so surprised.
你知道我那时候好惊讶。
I really expected it just to zoom out of there.
我真的期待的树会马上就移动。
I really did.
我真的是这样子以为。
I had so psyched myself that I thought, man, this tree is going to get out of here right now.
我那个时候自己都已经很兴奋了，以为树马上就会起来的。
But it didn't.
但是它没有。
I had me a hard time after that.
在那个之后，我觉得很想不通。
Then I tried to work a miracle, but there wasn't any miracle.
我在那里试着要行一个神迹，但是一个神迹都没有。
Nothing happened.
没有事情发生。
Read the Bible. What happened? What went wrong?
我就读圣经。到底是哪里出了差错呢
？Of course, I made a big mistake.
我犯了一个很大的错。
The Bible says you move mountains. It didn't say trees.
圣经告诉你是移山，没有叫你去移树。
That was my problem.
那就是我的问题了。
Oh, I felt a lot better.
啊，我觉得好过多了。
A lot better.
那好过多了。
About 3-4 months after that.
在那个之后过了三四个月。
I was out plowing.
我在外面耕田。
By then it was pretty cold.
那个时候天气很冷呢。
It was about November.
差不多是十一月。那里在坐在耕耘机上面，我很冷。
And I saw a rainstorm coming.
我看到有。
Right towards me.
我看到有云雨就从那边朝着我这边来了。
And make it a lot worse.
我已经很冷了，如果要再淋湿的话会更糟糕。
And then I thought about Elijah.
哦，我想到以利亚。
And the rains,
还有雨
and how he stopped the rains and how he started the rains.
他怎么样把雨停住了，后来又让
下。Now we're on Bible territory.
我说好，现在这个是照着圣经讲的。
So while the wind blew that cloud my way,
I was praying hard.
风把那个云把那片云渐渐的吹过来时，我在那里拼命祷告。
When I got about the right place, it started to wet me.
当那个云已经到了快要让我会淋湿的地方。
Oh, ye clouds, in the name of Jesus, hold your waters!
我就说哈，云啊，奉耶稣的名，你水不要降下来。
They didn't. They just soaked me.
他们没有听我的，就把我淋的全身都湿透了。
I mean, if you don't believe, go try to work a miracle.
你试试看，去行个神迹好了。
How could he do it?
他是怎么做的呢？
How could he tell the winds what to do?
他是怎么样告诉风要做什么呢？
He had something nobody else had, didn't he?
他有一些东西是没有任何人有的。
They obeyed him.
风浪都听从了他。
You only obey those you recognize have the authority.
你只会听从那个你知道有权柄的。
Nobody obeys an inferior.
没有人会听从下属的人。
Those winds obeyed.
那些风都听从了。 And
those waters obeyed.
那水也听从了。 And
little by little he established in the minds of the people he was more than a man.
渐渐的他就在人们的心中建立起个事实，就是他不只是一个人。 And
little by little he established in the minds of those people not only more than a man, he was God in flesh.
渐渐的他就在人们心中建立的事实，就是他不只是人，而且他是神成为肉身。
Because it's something no other being could do.
因为他所做的事情是其他任何人都做不到的。
And he proved who he was.
而且他证明了自己是谁。
And he wanted to do that before he gave his life for our salvation.
他舍命使我们得救之前，他要做这样的事情。
So we would know that our salvation, our eternal destiny, our heaven or hell is not in the hands of some other man like we are.
好让我们知道我们的救恩，我们的永恒，还有天堂或者是地狱，不是在一个像我们这样子的人的手中。
But it's in the hands of this wonderful Jesus that became our Savior.
而是在这位奇妙的耶稣，就是在这位来要做我们救主的手中。
And in this case, he showed that he cared and he could.
在这情况下，他显明了他关心我们，而且他能够。
That he cares for us and can do things for us.
他关心我们，而且他能够为我们做事情。
And since that time,
从那个时候开始,
I've seen many wonderful miracles.
我看过很多奇妙的神迹。
And believe it or not,
不管你相不相信,
there was a day he gave me to move a mountain.
有一天神就使我能够移山。
And I'll tell you about it.
这个我会跟你们说。
We had a missionary with us.
我们有一位宣教士跟我们在一起。
Whose wife was very, very troubled mentally.
他的太太在心智上，就是说精神上有很大的问题。
For many years.
有很多年了。
She was the daughter of a fine minister.
她是一位很好牧师的女儿。
She grew up in Christianity.
是在基督教里面长大的。
But this thing had come upon her.
但是这样东西就临到了她，情况越来越糟。
Her children said, Daddy, Mommy's going crazy.
她的孩子都说，爸爸妈妈要疯掉了。
She'd go in terrible rages.
他会很糟糕的，就是大发脾气。
He took her to every doctor, every psychiatrist.
这位做先生的就把太太去找每一个医生，找每一个。
He took her to people to work in, like many him, work in miracles.
他也把他太太带到那些有行神迹能力的牧者那边。
Nothing ever happened.
没有任何事情发生。
And he was thinking seriously of putting her into an institution, so I can't live with this.
那个先生就很认真地想说要把太太送到疯人院去，他说因为没有办法继续地这样生活下去。
And we were in a little meeting about this size, this little meeting there at my home.
那时候在我们家有一个聚会，差不多就像我们在场聚会这样子。
And I was playing the accordion and we were singing the song, This Mountain Shall Be Removed.
我在拉手风琴，然后我们唱一首歌说，这座山必要被挪开。
The verse of scripture in Zechariah 4:6.
那是在撒迦利亚书4:6的经文。
Not by might nor by power,
不是依靠势力,
but by my spirit, says the Lord.
不是依靠才能, 乃是依靠我的灵, 耶和华如此说。
This mountain shall be removed.
这座山必要被挪开。
And we were singing this.
我们在唱这首歌。
And her husband was there, she was not.
那位做先生的在，太太不在。
And suddenly while we're singing, I saw a vision.
忽然之间，当我唱的时候，我看到一个异象。
It was big, high, very steep mountain.
有一座很大、很高又很陡的山。
But big.
那山很大。
And I looked at it, and there was a path that went right up to it, and just like a solid wall in this big mountain.
那有一条路就能够直接到那个山的下面，然后就像那个山就像一面很坚固的墙一样，非常的大。
And I heard this voice say,
我听到这个声音说
See this mountain?
你看到这座山了吗？
It's too wide to go around.
这座山太宽了，你没有办法绕着走。
It's too high to go over.
这山也太高了，你没有办法越过去。
But speak to that mountain.
但是你对这座山说话。
Command it to be pulled up by its roots and thrown into the sea.
你命令这座山连根拔起丢到海里去。
And when that word came, I knew it was referred to this missionary's wife.
当这话临到的时候，我知道指的是那位宣教士的太太。
And I wasn't going to say anything.
我什么都不要说。
Because I knew if I spoke that he would know what it was.
因为我知道如果我讲了，那位宣教士就会知道是怎么回事。
I said, no, that's too much for me, that's too big for me.
我说不，主，这个对我来讲太大。
I've had my experience moving mountains, that's enough.
我有过去移山的经验，这个已经够了。
But the word came again.
但是这话语又临到我。
See this mountain?
看见这座山吗？
It's too wide to go around.
太宽了，没有办法绕过去。
It's too high to go over.
太高了，越不过。
Speak to it.
对它说话。
Tell it to be removed by its roots and cast into the sea.
告诉它要连根拔起丢到海里。
All right. So I did.
所以我就照做的。
Service ended.
聚会结束
He came up to me.
就宣教士来找我
He said, I heard you speak to the mountain.
他说我听到你对山说话
You do?
啊，是的
He said, yeah. He said, you know what?
你知道吗
What?
什么
He said, that's my wife.
他说那就是我太太
I said, well, let's see.
我说好，我们看
The next morning,
第二天早上
she was walking down the street about 10 o'clock in the morning.
她差不多早上十点钟走在
Right in the middle of the city.
街上这位坐太太差不多就在市中心当中
And she said, It was like a great big black mountain pulled out of me and just went away
她说就好像有一座黑的很大的山从我的里面给拉出来就消失了
And she said she went down the street singing and happy and praising God
她就走在街上在那边很高兴又唱歌又赞美神
She was rejoicing
她很欢喜
And it was gone
那个东西那是神来的
Couple times it tried to come back
那个东西就消失了是有几次那东西试着要再回来
She wouldn't
receive it 他不接受
And to this day it's gone
到今天那个东西都没有再回来
So we can move mountains
所以我们能够移山
But different kind of mountain
但是是不同种的山
Because you see He controls all nature also
因为他掌管大自然的一切 他是神
He has all power
他有所有的能力
Over heaven and earth
能够胜过地狱还有世界
And he gave us his name to work with.
而且他把他的名给我们了使我们能够做工
And he gives us his name to be. He calls us his children.
他让我们有他的名字他称我们为他的孩子
Because when we're born into kingdom, we're born into Christ.
因为当我们重生进到了他的国里面进到了基督里面
Then he comes and lives in us too.
那么他就来住在我们的里面
By his wonderful spirit.
靠着他奇妙的圣灵
And so our salvation is very, very strong.
所以我们的救恩是非常非常强的。
It's very sure.
是非常有把握的。
There's no doubts in it.
在当中没有怀疑。
Because it's in His hands.
因为是在他的手中。
And He is stronger than death.
他强过死亡。
Right, more than once He told death to get out of there and Lazarus to come back and the widow's son to come back and the Jairus' daughter to come back and they did.
不止一次他告诉死亡离开像拉萨路还有寡妇的儿子还有雅鲁的女儿他们都回来了。
And so strong.
他是这么的大这么的强壮。
And so because of that,
因为这样子
it's of God.
他是神。
It's not just another religion.
这不只是另外一个宗教而已。
It's not just another form of worship.
这不是另外一种敬拜的形式。
It's finding the real, true God that made us and our world.
而是找到这位真正的神，是造我们的，还有造这世界的神。
That God that so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
这么的爱世人，以至于他将他的独生子舍了。
And whosoever believeth in Him.
凡信他的
shall not perish,
就不至灭亡
but have everlasting life,
反得永生
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
I thank God for you,
我为你感谢神
I thank the Father for sending you,
我感谢父差遣你来
I thank you that you are the real and true and only God,
我感谢你你是真的是真实的唯一的神
and that we are strong in you,
我们在你里面得以刚强
and our salvation is strong and sure,
我们的救恩是刚强的是确定的
we don't have to be filled with questions and doubts and fears,
我们不必充满了怀疑惧怕问题
death need have no fear for us,
我们不必害怕死亡
Nor anything else.
不必害怕任何的东西。
Nor any storm of life.
生命中任何的暴风。
Because when you are in our hearts.
我们都不必怕，因为你在我们的心中。
Even if it seems like you're asleep.
其实好像你睡着了。
When the storm arises.
当暴风起来的时候。
We can run to you.
我们能够跑到你的面前。
Cry out.
跟你呼求。
And say, "Come and help me."
说求你来帮助我。
Come and deal my storm.
求你来平静我的风浪。
Don't let me perish here.
不要让我就在这里灭亡。
Don't let the storm overcome me.
不要让这暴风雨胜过我。帮助我。
And you'll help me just like you help them.
你会帮助我就像你帮助他们一样。
And you'll speak to my storm.
你会对我的暴风雨说话。
And it'll all quiet down.
一切会安静下来。
I thank you.
我感谢你。
For you.
为了你。
I thank you that you were willing to come to this earth.
我感谢你愿意来到这世界。
To live our life.
过我们的生活。
To love us so much.
这么爱我们。
To overlook so much of our evil.
这么不看我们的邪恶。
And forgive us.
而且赦免我们。
And receive us unto yourself.
接纳我们到你自己的那里。
As sons and daughters of your love.
成为你爱的儿女。
But whosoever believeth in you,
凡相信你的
but not perish,
就不至灭亡。
No, the storms won't take that one down.
暴风雨不会使那个人沉默。
The storms won't kill that one.
暴风雨不会使那个人。
The waters won't drown that one.
水不会让那个人溺毙。
Because Jesus is in his boat.
因为耶稣在他的船上。
Jesus is in his life.
耶稣在他的生命里。
He has someone to save him.
有一位可以救他的。
And I thank you so much.
我非常感谢你
Lord, I thank you with all my heart.
主，我全心感谢你
I love you with all my heart.
我全心爱你
Because you have loved me so much.
因为你这么爱我
That's why we sing and rejoice.
这就是为什么我们能够歌唱欢喜
Father, tonight, if anyone has doubts or fears,
父，今天晚上如果任何人有怀疑或是惧怕
storms of life,
生命中有了暴风
or the fears that come at us,
或是有惧怕因着生活临到我们
or even the fear of death,
甚至对死亡的恐惧
but you are stronger than death.
但是你强过死亡
and as David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
如大卫所说我虽行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害
because you're in my boat.
因为你在我的船上
I'm not alone.
我不是孤单的
and never will be.
我永远不会孤单
so thank you Lord
所以主感谢
for coming to this earth
谢谢你来到这世上
thank you for loving us so much
谢谢你这么爱我们
thank you for dying in my place
谢谢你代替我死
thank you for shedding your blood that washes away my sin
谢谢你流了血洗净我的罪
I thank you very much
我非常感谢你
God is good.
神真美好。
God is so good.
神真美好。
He sent his son.
他差遣他的儿子来拯救。
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good, he's so good to me. God is so good, God is so good, God is so good.He's so good to me.